Hello, we welcome you once again to Everyday English. We continue our discussion of the word self and its compounds. We've looked at the following.
The word self.
The compounds self-esteem and self-worth.
We have also referred to self-opinionated and opinionatedness.
Some of these have favorable associations, but some are negative in the suggestions that accompany their basic meaning. Let's go back to self-worth and self-esteem and more, and illustrate how they're used in sentences. Just listen.
How do you find Joe Ankara as a person these days?
I haven't seen him for months now. I thought he was in detention.
He is back. He looks different from when he was arrested.
Better or worse?
Certainly better.
Depressed? Low-spirited? Diffident?
All these and worse. The recent allegations against him, and also the investigations conducted by the police, in which he was a central figure, all these have combined to dent his self-worth.
And he feels it, does he?
Absolutely. Some claim he has lost all self-worth. Quite an embarrassment for a charismatic politician like him.
Mr. Joe Ankara has lost his self-worth. This has affected his personality and his old self in a very bad way.
He is no longer seen as the politician of charisma we associated with his old self.
He feels low-spirited and diffident.
No longer his old charismatic self.
He feels low-spirited and diffident, no longer his old charismatic self. All these are the consequence of his arrest and detention, and also the investigation in which he was the central figure. Now, let's look at a couple more words formed from self. One of these is self-motivated, derived from self and motivate or motivated. This is an adjective, hence the occurrence of such expressions as
a very self-motivated student.
She is the most self-motivated clerk in the office.
A very self-motivated student, the most self-motivated clerk in the office. A person is said to be self-motivated if he or she is able to work hard, exert himself or herself to produce results without much supervision or encouragement. Here's an example.
For purposes of appointment to the position, the company does not need just a brilliant graduate.
That would be a useful qualification, though.
No doubt. We need a bright young man or woman. That is taken for granted. The most important qualification is that they should be self-motivated. They should be able to respond effectively without being supervised.
I believe he should be able to respond appropriately to new situations and act decisively and correctly without having to rely on head office.
Yes. He should also be creative, innovative, and industrious.
Yes. He should also be creative, innovative, and industrious. Such a person can be described as self-motivated. If he's a student, not only is he hardworking and capable of good results, but also he shouldn't wait or he's told to read his books. Such a person reads ahead because he would like to see good results. Self-motivated. Our next word is
self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed. The word self-proclaimed does not enjoy the favorable associations which self-motivated does. Self-proclaimed means
giving yourself a title, a position, or a job without the permission or agreement of other people. Thus we see and talk about
self-proclaimed reverend ministers, pastors, and prophets.
There are also self-proclaimed doctors and other doctorate degree holders.
There are quite a few self-proclaimed professors around.
Self-proclaimed professors, self-proclaimed doctorate degree holders, self-proclaimed pastors. The adjective self-proclaimed, then, is what we sometimes describe as a snarl word. It does not suggest approbation. It suggests that someone wants to claim title to a position or recognition which he has not attained or earned. Self-proclaimed. Another word that resembles self-proclaimed in form and meaning is self-appointed. Self-appointed. And this means
giving yourself a particular title or job without the agreement of other people.
Self-appointed. For example,
a self-appointed army general, a self-appointed judge of people.
A self-appointed army general, a self-appointed judge. Before we end this lesson, let's go over the self-words we've met today.
Self-appointed. Self-proclaimed.
Self-confessed. Self-worth. Self-esteem.
Self-appointed. Self-proclaimed. Self-confessed, self-worth, self-esteem. Thank you, listeners, for your time. We hope you'll be able to join us next time. Have a good day and goodbye.